Hello, I am Katrina Collier, and as part of my mission to inspire all the people that recruit people to treat people better, I bring you the Hiring Partner Perspective Unedited podcast. Here, you will hear from those hiring leaders who create true partnerships with recruiters, HR, and talent acquisition because they know that it delivers a better result for the business and a better human experience. May this podcast inspire other hiring leaders to create better partnerships with their recruiters and HR. And may it inspire recruiters to create true and valuable partnerships with their hiring leaders. Because people make businesses succeed and people matter. So let us begin. Bennett Song, welcome to the Hiring Partner Perspective Unedited podcast, proudly supported by the people at WorkDrive, Attempt 2. Thank you for being the most patient guest.
You're welcome.
We didn't just have a fantastic conversation for 10 minutes and lose it. No. So, Bennett, for people who don't actually know who you are, which is horrific because they should, can you give us a bit of a background as to who you are and how you ended up in this recruitment malarkey, HR tech malarkey?
Yeah, exactly.
Marketing malarkey even.
It's a little bit of marketing, a little bit of HR technology. It's kind of the blend of both, right? It's, I purposely got into marketing because I have this passion for understanding why people buy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, and then I led myself into the human resources space, starting in 1993, working at JWG Associates.
Is that back when they used to use like newspapers and stuff like that?
Can you believe they ran newspapers? And fax machines. I had to fax my line ads in. That's how great it was. Nonetheless,
trying to apply for a job and there'd be like five words in the newspaper and that was telling you everything about the company and you'd apply.
And you had to mail your resume in. and then when I moved to Boston, technology kind of started to introduce itself and their websites were beginning to be built out. And so now we ran these full page, four color ads in the Boston Globe, driving people to a website. It was novice, right? You didn't have to go and apply, send it by mail anymore. You just had to just look at a beautiful ad and apply online. And that was, the beginning and the end of print. As the print industry started to kind of dissipate and online began to become the norm, certainly the challenges of running an agency were presented itself.
Yeah.
And thus kind of it allowed me to start to branch off and continue my passion for marketing. And branding, and really get myself introduced into what would be kind of where I see myself today over the past 18 years, and that is in the HR technology space. So starting off working at a benefits administration software company, selling on-premise, selling on-premise software, yes. Let's combine on-premise with benefits, and you just imagine what marketing had to sell. It really taught me some really great early lessons. It got me introduced to a company called Virtual Edge that became very well known in this space for introducing cloud-based applicant tracking,
which was back in the 2000s. When that happened.
Exactly.
The 2000s.
And interesting enough, that company actually started off as a virtual job interview product.
Wow.
Something that we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Continues like this whole virtual career fair, as I said, wasn't that done in 2000? It certainly was done for me in 2000. So nonetheless.
That's quite extraordinary to think of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been working remotely for 11 years and it was hard 11 years ago.
Oh, it wasn't this
ability to jump on a podcast or jump on a video chat or.
No.
Yeah. Wow. That was really early.
I think my days of working at Virtual Edge, which got acquired by ADP, I introduced what we start to see now today as being almost the norm or an extension of your applicant tracking system, and that's a CRM. I introduced that back in 2000. So it feels like snail's pace growth and maturity happening in technology world, in HR technology sometimes. But nonetheless, you know what? As long as, you know, people are talking about it, that means it's important. So, but nonetheless.
You say that, but then at the same time, it's like, look at the change in our careers, actually, as well, because, you know, we're both similar age. And that, like, you know, just the internet changed the world and the technology's kind of catching up. So.
It really did change the world, and not only for the HR space, but when you think about the buyer as a marketer, right? The dawn of the internet created what they call the zero moment of truth, right?
Yep.
Usually when there was a print ad or you saw a billboard ad, you immediately went to the store. So you had this direct one-to-one connection. Run an ad, got revenue. You could connect it to. Now I run an ad and 7 months later they said, oh yeah, I saw that ad 7 months ago. And I said, you're just coming to me now? Oh yeah, that's because I was doing all my research online.
Absolutely.
I was texting my friends to ask them about
it.
Reading the reviews.
Trying to find the cheapest price.
Finding pricing. And, you know, because I really don't want to waste anybody's time, including the vendors and solution providers out there. And so I'm going to wait. So there's this massive change in how people purchase anything, whether it's consumer or B2B software.
Yeah. And it's the same in the hiring as well. Exactly. That's also changed the visibility not wanting to change jobs because they can see, you know, or wanting to because they can see what else is out there. It's
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly. It's fascinating.
How did you end up where you are now? So,
yeah.
What after ADP, how have you ended up at Humanly?
I'm a passionate person for small business. I like to work with companies that are just getting going because most of their challenge is building a brand.
Yeah.
And finding those differentiators, right? I think if, you know, there is one thing I would say and challenge HR tech marketers is really hone in and talking to the customer. You are the owner of everything customer driven, and thus you should be able to present the customer's voice in a way that's very different from your nearest competitor. And that is biggest frustration. I look and do research on all these websites. They all say the same thing: hire smarter, hire faster. Everybody's talking about the same issues of more efficiency, more efficiency, more efficiency. Nothing wrong with that. There was a time and place for that. But are we really doing the head of TA or the recruiter looking for a solution any justice when we're not really helping them understand or connect with them at the root level of what their pain point is? Because everything can hire, make you smarter, and a lot of things can make you faster.
Yeah.
But what is it that actually is the root of the pain point that you're experiencing? And and so
is this something then you look for when you're recruiting marketers to work with you? Are you looking, because obviously if there's a lot of vanilla out there.
There is a lot of vanilla.
And you're looking for the chocolate sprinkles. I have no idea what I meant to say. Vanilla
chocolate, really rainbow sprinkles. I'm in Seattle. It's Pride Month.
Come on. I have no idea. Rainbow sprinkles.
Right? Seriously.
With the little gold and silver ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're obviously looking for that. So how do you find that if there's so much vanilla out there?
It's a very challenging hiring marketing individuals that have a different way of thinking. I tend to lean in on early career talent, primarily because a lot of what I also want to align myself with is modern communication channels. Yeah. So like when you think about
getting down with the kids,
in terms of like, you teach me about everything about text messaging, please. Teach me about social media, because I don't know. What is this Snapchat? What is this TikTok? It's like, so as a marketer, the pace of marketing change is so dynamic. It's so dynamic. It so much aligns with what's happening in recruiting. I mean, recruiting has changed. There's been a lot of incoming technologies, but you know what? There is one steady common factor. The hiring process has not changed.
No.
There is a lot of influxes of new technologies, right? So that's why the other interesting dynamic is like, you know, when social media came, was became really prominent on Facebook. Oh, now we're doing social recruiting.
Yeah.
Then when the mobile phone became really that dominant next near computer, then we're doing mobile recruiting. Now we're doing AI recruiting. But the reality is,
we're not really.
It's just recruiting. It's at the end of the day, fundamentally, it's still recruiting. The process has maybe changed oh so slightly, but the reality is, you know, there are there's just newer technologies. It's the one thing I am always looking for in organizations' ability to understand the dynamics of what's happening in the market, what influences are coming about, right? I think, you know, so the notions of like these new changing workforces in terms of more flexibility, that changes, you know, that actually has a massive impact. You know, this whole notion of your job being remote, guess what? Our job board, there's no such thing, job boards that say post to every location because they charge by location sometimes. Or your applicant tracking system.
I'm not sure managers are ready to have remote teams, but that's another whole conversation.
Oh, I mean, let's talk about remote teams.
Because I want to talk about, because, you know, I'm not very often swayed by technology, but you showed me Humanly and being a very good marketer as you are.
Yeah.
And you gave me a demo. And I thought it was very cool because there is so much talk about our latest two-word buzzword, which is diversity recruiting, string them together.
Sure.
And, I'm like, yeah, okay, so it's great. You can get the hiring managers and you can put them through a course and show them they've got biases and nothing changes. But Humanly is changing that, right?
Yeah. So
you're allowed, you've got 5 minutes, no, 3 minutes for a pitch.
Just go to our website, humanly.io.
Sign up, please. No.
Just sign up for a demo. No, just joking. At the heart of Humanly is the candidate. We're a candidate first approach to hiring, recruitment automation and intelligence, right? And, you know, I think there's been, again, a shift. There's been a maturity in technology. Everybody has started off with their system of record, their applicant tracking system, awesome for tracking. Everybody then got into this whole notion of data analytics. And now people are at the stage of now looking at, you know, engagement, communication channels, SMS versus, you know, social versus email versus all sorts of things that are coming about that allow you to communicate better, more timely, and in the right channel to your candidate population. Well, what has come about is a realization that no one yet has been thinking about
hiring
managers, true, but also thinking about like what kind of communications do I send? Like, is it, you know, I mean, right now I just feel like we're, you know, the early stages of SMS was just like, I'm just going to have a casual conversation with somebody, but there really isn't any purpose to the question. Like, why are you asking that question versus another question? So how do you create structure and how do you figure out how to determine and predict success about that singular question, right? And also it's important that it's a give and take. Right. This is just not about recruiters and every recruiters like texting candidates. It's about candidates then realizing, wow, I didn't know about that about my organization, that about your organization, or I didn't know that was what my day one was going to look like. I mean, we're helping one of
the tool sits in the interview, right, and records the interview. So the bit I feel you're referring to is that. Because I know we did it, we recorded our conversation, didn't we?
For sure.
And it actually showed like I actually managed to speak more. People will be so shocked, not. It was actually fairly even and it was fairly positive and it ranks all that sort of stuff, doesn't it? And the choice of words. Because I think that's quite important, isn't it? So it sits in the interview.
Yeah, so our technology sits inside the interview, and it's finally allowing everybody to understand how interviews are being conducted. So yeah. it's about the words that are being talked about or the questions that are being answered. Mm. But it's also listening for or understanding, well, how fast are you talking?
Yeah.
How much, what's the ratio of how much you listen versus how much you talk? Mm-hmm. You know, what are the things that candidates are saying, you know, are mentioning that are important to them? You know, as a marketer, this tool is going to be my biggest ammunition for connecting with buyers in the context mm-hmm. that I can now understand what's really important to them. And not only just important to, but important to qualified candidates you can now listen to, because yeah. these people are scheduled into interview. There's a reason why you brought them in for that next step of the process.
So with the speed size, because mm-hmm. obviously I talk really fast, as do you.
So do I.
Yeah. We go blah, 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 particularly when we've had a beverage. Because that, again, it's stopping companies being open to more diverse applicants, isn't it? If mm-hmm. the people are talking too fast. So I love the fact it creates an awareness constantly for a hiring manager that they can sit and hear themselves back actually they don't even need to do that, do they? It shows the pattern. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember what I opened from.
It
showed how fast I spoke and things like that.
Yeah. It's really important. And so there are things that we obviously don't always know about the candidate, nor should we immediately need to know about the candidate. There's just some common great best practices. Like we should all be speaking less than 150 words a minute. That's all our brain can cognitively synthesize, right? It's very obvious that we should be making sure that we're not using gender bias triggered words, right? Just like we're trying to improve job descriptions and remove those triggered words, we also are beginning and also making sure that the end-to-end, I hate using that cliche, that entire life cycle of the candidate experience is also free from all of those gender triggered words that are sometimes, introduced into conversations. And that's a whole other topic for us to talk about when it comes to specific language and word history of words. But it's also looking at, things that are important, right? One of the things about fairness and inclusivity is about creating consistency. So as a recruiter, hiring manager who's doing the interview, candidate A, I'm going to ask 5 questions. I go to candidate B and, I ask maybe 2 of those 5 questions and I add 3 more questions. Yeah. And so when you think about, okay, now I'm going to, I've gone through my entire slate of interviews and now I'm going to, literally kind of put them in a spreadsheet and compare everybody's answers. Well, if you're not asked the consistent questions, how are you going to even be able to make judgments and decisions about who's best for this role, for the team, for the organization?
Yeah.
So it's listening also for what they call script adherence. It's not like you have to be, you have to memorize a whole script. It's just like just making sure you're bringing up the same topics for every candidate.
So we were talking language. And so you've referred to it as the black box of
interviewing.
Which actually you were caught out on. I actually found this really eye-opening.
So. It's probably my biggest and greatest learning experience in marketing. Because ever? Ever almost. I mean, it's the most enlightening because marketing is all about words.
Yeah.
Words really truly do matter. And we're ingrained in talking talking in a way that it's natural. It's built upon where you've grown up and such. And so I created the headline for the campaign, Unlock the Interview Black Box.
Yep.
And then I routed that for feedback internally, and then how did people react, and someone raised their hand to say, have you considered thinking about how else you could phrase black box? And I said, okay, let me think about that. I literally you know, went around and asked a bunch of my marketing friends, so what are your thoughts about this, the word black box?
Yeah.
And then I started to do research around history of words.
Yep.
And it's very prevalent in tech, especially. Interesting enough that there's a lot of language used. Think about it. Blacklisting.
Yeah.
Whitelisting for your URLs, right? I want to be on the safe list. But you're calling it blacklisting or whitelisting. You think about contracts, right? You're signing contracts. Well, I'm going to redline the contract. Well, redlining and referencing indigenous individuals. Now, everything needs to be used and everything needs to be talked about in context, right?
Yeah.
If you're a software engineer, the way you organize databases, this is a little hard to talk about, but it's a master-slave relationship.
Right.
But those are things that are ingrained in our company's language that we're talking about. And so I started researching, and of course I came across, there's been a lot of conversations from Google to Intuit, all talking about obviously removing that because, you know, as they're trying to build a more inclusive workforce environment, and then obviously try to attract more representations from different groups, right? They have to be more very empathetic and sensitive to the language that's being talked about and used in order for everybody to feel comfortable in that environment.
Yeah.
So there's a massive document that Intuit published publicly that speaks to all these specific words and their causes and their roots in being racially discriminatory. And but it's also in nature of context, right? So, for the reference to black box, what they didn't want, what they're referencing black box itself, obviously is an aviation term. The the box is actually orange, but the notion of black box being mysterious, shady, dark.
Right.
That, and in the context, and bad, something bad happened, right? That is what there were. So in context, when you're comparing it to something more positive, that is what they're trying. That is where the language, the challenge comes from. So it's all important to really understand kind of how it's being used and in what context, because you definitely, when you're looking at good versus bad, black versus white, the tensions, the blood pressures rise very quickly.
As I said to you before we came on, it immediately made me think when you shared that with me, because I then saw a joke about black sheep of the family, which I totally am. And it was like, oh, can I share that or not share that? Oh, and and suddenly I'm digging in. But I think that's why we need to tell these.
We got to tell these stories.
But also I think it's really interesting. Here you are, you've got this tool that can actually show stuff like that. Managers and interviewees, and actually, did you get an opportunity? It wasn't fair. Actually, this will record that. But you're also, as the marketer, go, whoa, learning curve.
Yeah, massive learning curve.
It's okay to learn. It's just okay to be open, be vulnerable, and learn.
And that's also the big point of the new tool, right? So the new tool is for company individuals. It's for organizations that truly value transparency, which builds trust. Yep. Growth, not to use more lingo terms like growth mindset, but somebody who's just eager and wanting to learn.
Buzzword bingo.
Bingo. Yes, let's play that. How many words we should have picked a word that I had to use in the conversation. Yeah. That was like, anyways. But the tool itself is intended to really start to take a look at what's happening in interviews. It's very great in helping individual recruiters just become better at what recruiting. And from an aggregate perspective, I think this is from when we talk about diversity hiring, right? I think there's been a lot of public press by large organizations stating, I have all of these amazing things that we're going to do to improve our inclusivity, our equity, and our diversity, right? But show me the proof. at the end of the day, how are you making progress? What are you doing?
Because it's a big ask. People have built-in biases, and it's like, I love the fact that your tool can help them, the repetition.
And because
otherwise I just don't see things changing. You must have it yourself where you think something and you're like, boy, did I just think that? And until you start being so conscious of it, it's hard work to kind of go, did I really just dismiss somebody on that basis? And
the notion is what you can't measure, you can't change. Right. Yeah. So when there is this enigma in the interview process, which is my new word for the black box.
I like that.
So it works. It has the same emotion. It has the same emotional appeal.
We get it. It's a puzzle.
It's a puzzle, right? But the notion again is organizations, in order to move that needle in changing probably the hardest thing, and that's behavior. Mm. It's you need to have something that allows you to measure. And so with everybody also making massive investments in DEI training, right? Yeah. It's like, okay, show me how your organization is now making progress towards improving what you've just learned. And this is a way to do it. So
I love it. So as you're growing and hiring at the moment, what are the lessons you're learning while you're hiring? I hope you're using your tool, obviously. But do you have a favorite question you love to throw at marketers, which would help any recruiters listening to hire marketers better?
Marketing is such a tough one because
after the rainbow sprinkles.
The rainbow sprinkles, that always helps. What kind of sprinkles? That's a question I ask right away.
You so don't. No, but like.
You just give me a new idea though. No.
I think it must be quite hard because I bet they have really polished CVs or resumes, as you like to call them, and you know, fantastic profiles, and they've got
portfolios and great portfolios and stories behind it. I think the hardest thing and the thing I always will put a candidate through during the interview process specifically is, you know, I usually give them some very small exercise because what I'm trying to get at is how they think. I'm not looking for something. It doesn't need to be crazy. It doesn't need to be pretty. It doesn't need to be crazy, you know, perfect. I just want to know, because in a small startup, you ever need to do is be complete. Never need to be perfect. Because everything about marketing is learning, right? Fast.
Totally.
So I usually put them through an exercise. So usually, like, say, for example, if I was hiring right now for a marketing coordinator, I would be asking them, okay, I'm putting on a webinar for my product new launch of Humanly Voice. And I would love for you to come up with three different social posts. I need to see some sort of visual, you know, and a headline and what vehicle you think this would be great for.
Yeah.
I do that just for purposes of them being able to explain how they're thinking. And how, you know, to really get a sense of, you know, were they able to do this on their own? Because again, independent thinking and learning in a startup company is a really important skill set. Because you don't have a team of 5, 10, 20 marketing people to bounce ideas off of, nor usually am I working with an agency at this moment. So again, I have to find somebody who has just can really hit it out of the ballpark, not hit out of the ballpark, just be able to get things done in a way that makes very strong sense, that has a little bit of a creative appeal. And we work and at least get something on a piece of paper down so that we can then collaborate. Because
part, isn't it? It's that you can work together.
Working together, because the more ideas being thrown into the fire around come up with a series of ad campaigns, that collaboration becomes really important. How well do they take feedback? Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, those are really important things that I'm always looking for. And so I usually try to, I'll introduce a small project. It shouldn't take them more than 30 minutes to even do it. So it's not like I'm asking them to come up with a, you know, and, you know, a big strategy of how to, you know, acquire how many XYZ leads. I'm literally just looking for a small little social post. Because that tells me everything.
And I also think that's really courteous because we're actually seeing that a lot in TA at the moment, asking for full strategies and then people never hear back because really they just wanted the same. And no, so I'm glad you're not doing that.
I am not going to do that. And I've had that thrown at me saying, hey, can you come up with a strategy? Or here is like a series of 20 questions that you can ask. I said, you know, you could pay me. You could pay me.
You could
sign up. We could do an SOW, and I will be more than happy to tell you how I will attack this particular project. But at this point, it's important to be able to see how they work, and that's what I'm trying to observe. So
totally. Yeah. Thank you. That was amazing.
You're most welcome.
Of course, 'cause, one of my favorite humans on the planet.
Thank you.
How can people find Bennett Sung, who I've always called Sung.
Sung.
I don't know. It's English to American. Or even to Hawaiian for that matter. What's the best way? LinkedIn.
It's literally LinkedIn/in/Bennett Sung.
Easy to find you.
Easy to find me.
I'll put a link below anyway, but I'm not sure they will carry through it all podcasts.
Or you just find the profile picture with the most up to date hair color, which today is now all brown, but
I know,
usually it's vibrant.
It is. Oh, you're having it done for Pride, then is it going to happen?
Yeah, I will have something done for
what
Pride.
What are we having? Rainbow?
No, I never go down. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work just to make it two colors, which is usually what it is. But anyways, no, there'll be some. You know, there'll be something. I'll probably do. I'm not sure. I'm trying to grow and, you know, mature and, you know, sometimes I, you know, colored hair, I just need a break from it.
Don't grow up anytime soon.
No, I'm not. Don't worry. That's not going to happen. I'm just going to continue to have fun.
Good. Okay. On that note, thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Podcast.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Hiring Partner Perspective Unedited podcast, proudly supported by the people at WorkDrive. Hopefully you really enjoyed what you heard and have left feeling inspired. And if so, I would love your help to create real change. Please pass this podcast on to your hiring leaders and other recruiters and HR. Even share it on your social channels if you feel so inclined. But the more reach we can get, the more change we can create. So please remember to subscribe, of course, on your favorite podcast platform. And do come and say hello at Hiring Partner Perspective on Instagram, where I share behind the scenes of what's going on. Until next time, thank you.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.